This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello. Do we have anything that's not suitable for the radio to talk about in the podcast today? Because I can't think of nothing. I've had a very boring few days.
On
to be
the
honest.
Show, I literally said, shove a Tampax up your whatever.
Yeah, you shouldn't say vagina.
Oh, do you remember I got in trouble for that before on the radio?
Yeah.
Allowed to in the context of the girly quiz.
There's no problem saying vagina in general.
See, this is the thing. This was my argument when I got in trouble for this before.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. You were telling us about
it. Yeah. 12, 13 years ago.
I really like this story. I wish I could hear this.
The Irish Independent, they did a survey and it was like 66% of women
ashamed to say the word vagina.
Yeah, they're just not able to make them shiver and they're like, ugh, vagina, I can't say it. And I remember reading that in the paper and thinking, okay, well, let's just see what percentage of my listeners can say it. So I just lined up a bunch of women on the phones and they all just shouted vagina.
It was like, 3, 2, 1, say it with your chest. Vagina!
And 100%. Of them were able to say it. So.
I was on the way at the time, right, Callum, to Electric Picnic with the guy who normally did that show that Martin was covering.
Oh yeah,
day.
I was only covering, sorry.
I'd say that guy in the car with me was like, oh shit, he's so good. Because like you were having so much
the
fun.
The opposite.
Ringing around all these people. All you could hear on the radio on the way to Electric Picnic was vagina,
vagina, vagina, vagina, yeah.
But it's so fun.
We got in trouble. Got in trouble. A mom sent in a complaint.
Oh, but that's okay. Like, don't mind that. Like, parents know that like if they have a daughter, then they're going to learn about their own vagina. And especially now in schools, there's no messing, I don't think, with like names for private parts. They go straight in.
But this is a word penis, in the dictionary. Like it's a bad word.
Exactly. And we've come a long way.
Yeah.
We've come a long way since 13 years ago. Like it's
true,
just
actually,
a body
yeah.
part. But I think now it's mad because like in school, not just mad, it's great that there's no like, oh, we can't tell the 3-year-old like what the name of his
It's a penis.
A winky. Like it's a penis.
That's when you think about it. When you're using those like beating around the bush words,
weird,
it's
not
all
just telling them the name.
Yeah, you're creating
body.
The weirdness. 100%.
So yeah, you could have said vagina today rather than shove it up. That's probably not the best way.
No, I didn't, and that's where they go at the end of the day. Look, I have to say it was fun playing it. You can hear it a little later on this podcast. But oh my god, I was sweating. Yeah, I was sweating with my language. I didn't want to offend any women out there. It's tough and he does it weekly. God, I have more respect for that man now. Yeah. I really do.
We're here back in the morning from 7 a.m. Have a lovely day and enjoy the show, especially the girly quiz. Martin smashed it. No, actually, spoiler alert.
Let's go. Turn up.
Spin.
All I need is Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Good morning. Hello.
Yeah, good morning. God. Once again, your reminder that you're great and you're doing really well this morning, getting up this early. Well done, you.
Especially on a morning like this morning.
Whoa.
It's manky out there, isn't
What's
it?
What's going on?
I don't know why whenever the rain comes like this, it just always reminds me of school, even though I've lived many lives since school.
You literally, just before you came into the office, one of our colleagues, Shauna, had said it's like a school morning and it reminds me of a time going home to pork chops for dinner.
Did Shauna
like,
say that?
Yeah.
That's
it's
so
like
weird.
It's such a pork chop day.
Why does a rainy day against a window when you're in any kind of office space just bring you back to the classroom looking out going we're not going to get out for daytime today.
No, and dinner's going to be rotten.
Yeah, totally. A little bit sore and stiff this morning.
Sorry, your story made me laugh so much because you were saying that you're going to do Pilates and then look what you rocked up to.
Oh, no. I was like going to my first ever Pilates class and it was reformer.
Oh my god, I saw your story and you'd been talking about it about how you're going to do Pilates and stuff and then I saw the machines and I was like, oh my god, she's going to be in bits tomorrow.
It was me and 7 influencers as well, which made it really tough.
Ah, you're an influencer.
I am in my house.
Ah, you influence things. You influence me to do things.
I run a skincare company called Caldora. It's out in Ashleaf, but they had like kind of a wellness event yesterday, kind of marking the summer and doing a bit of a promo thing. But I thought, oh, like Pilates, grand. I've never tried it. Get me mat out. Off we go. No, it was reformer.
Oh, I was reformer. In a heap when it popped up my feed.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I'm like holding on for dear life. Ah.
And how were you when it came to changing the resistance?
That
I struggled.
Fine.
Oh, I struggled with that.
Really?
I don't know what it was, getting the clip off and moving it and stuff. I don't know. Maybe I was just flustered
like,
when I did
it. Two yellows for this one. You're like, damn, that's heavy.
Yeah. Two
reds for this one. You're like, whoa, I'm not going to have legs tomorrow. It reminded me though, at some points, you know, when you see women when they're in labor or, you know, getting some kind of a test done, the legs in the stirrups kind of
situation. Oh, yeah.
When you have your legs flying up in the sky,
and you're
like
doing,
whoa!
and you're rotating them around. Yeah, and, yeah no,
it
God.
Feels so
oh,
bold.
My
it's
God.
Like, okay, legs to the sky, girl. Yeah. And let's take them out to the left, draw a circle. And then everyone's legs are banging off each other. And you're like, I'm never going to be able to get my legs back down again.
Oh.
Oh, it was so good, though. I think it might be my new era. Big fan of the El Reformer.
Oh, here's another thing. Callum now. Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're added to the list.
Dry spell on Spin with Emma, Dave, and Fiona. Said no one in Dublin for weeks because of the rain. It's absolutely miserable out there.
Oh, I get you.
Yeah,
I was like,
I
whoa.
Yes.
Oh, what are you saying about the Dubs, huh?
I know. Well, yeah.
Let's move on.
If we keep it to the PG version, there's a lot of rain today, unfortunately.
There is
a lady in the UK who is so obsessed with McDonald's curry sauce that she is devouring 14 pints of it a month.
Sorry, what?
Out of line.
14 pints?
14 pints of McDonald's curry sauce every month. Her name is Sophie and she loves it. Ever since she was a young girl, when she tried it out with a Happy Meal once, fado, she says she now eats it with almost everything. What she does is she buys the wholesale version, 336 packets at a time. She usually has, she says, at least, Martin, 5 packets with every meal, whether that be toast or
I'm trying to do the maths here really, really quickly.
Okay.
14 by 5, 6, 4. 7,896 litres. No, that's not right. 789 litres. Wait, what?
Maths is not my thing.
Sorry, oh no.
Don't even ask. But if she goes to have a meal out, whether that be going to a Chinese or, you know, a lovely restaurant of any type, she says she takes about 10 packets of the McDonald's curry sauce with her. I respect this woman a lot. Good for you, girl. You live your life your way. Now, every packet contains 25 millilitres of sauce. I don't know if this helps your maths, Martin. Meaning that she consumes about 7.75 litres every month.
Oh, there we go. Sorry, I just jumped ahead of you. I got the maths so unbelievably wrong.
You said 775. 7.75 litres.
That's still so much sauce.
It's a lot of sauce.
Oh my God.
She says everything I eat, curry sauce goes with it. I even take packets of meat to the restaurants. She says any other curry sauce brand doesn't do it for her, apart from McDonald's one. She recently went on a family holiday to Benidorm and she packed 100.
She didn't.
100 pots of the curry sauce with her. This does remind me of my friend Ave, who I've outed loads recently for some reason on this show about her obsession with vinegar. Now I've never, she doesn't have to pack vinegar because I think she doesn't have a particular vinegar brand that she'll only eat. She'll take what's going once it's a bit of vinegar, but she could barely eat a slice of toast without putting vinegar on
but
it.
Am I right in saying that vinegar is just vinegar? Like, it's not like they can have like different types.
Yeah.
Is it vinegar is just vinegar? Is that fair?
Couldn't tell you how it's malted.
You know, like curry sauce, like it's kind of, everyone has their own different way of making it.
Different ingredients, different recipes.
I don't know,
I don't know, maybe something to do with the malt. Because that's the thing, isn't it? Malt vinegar.
Yeah, I have no clue. We'll have to ask Gabe.
But I was curious then this morning to say, come here now, Google. Do any other celebrities have fine interest in condiments? And you know what I discovered?
No, this can't be a thing.
Oh, there are a few things.
Okay.
Well, one you might be aware of, Ed Sheeran and his utter obsession with Heinz ketchup.
Yes.
He even has a Heinz ketchup bottle tattooed on his arm. Apparently, and there's reports that members of his team carry emergency bottles of ketchup while he tours. He says that if he was ever prime minister, he would make ketchup with your chips compulsory. Matthew McConaughey, in his memoir Green Lights, he reveals that he had a huge habit during a time in his life that he recalls with deep affection, where he ate heads of lettuce with loads of ketchup on top for dinner.
Oh, just ketchup and lettuce.
Just ketchup and dinner. I remember working with a lady before and her weird craving while she was pregnant was heads of lettuce. Lorraine. I don't know if you remember Lorraine, Mark.
Yeah.
I think we worked together at the time. She'd go over to Tesco on her lunch break, like waddling over because she was so heavily pregnant. And she'd come back with two heads of lettuce and just chomp into them like this.
Nothing with them.
And no, not even a bit of ketchup like Matthew McConaughey. Courtney Cox, Kim K and Katy Perry all have a massive graw, I've discovered this morning from my research for ranch dressing. So if you don't know, not as popular in these parts. It's a rich, creamy American condiment and salad dressing. It's made with buttermilk, mayonnaise and sour cream. It sounds really good, to be honest. Flavoured with savoury blend of herbs and spices. Probably the closest thing I've seen to garlic dip, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, sounds like that.
A garlic, onion, dill and chives in there.
I wouldn't be a huge mayonnaise fan, but ranch does something to it.
Really?
Yeah.
Turns you on, does
it? Yeah, it really does.
Oh my God, no.
Gets you going.
Even like dipping pizza, like I wouldn't go for the garlic dip in getting a pizza, but if there's a ranch dressing.
Really? get
it in.
That's new to me. I would never have even thought of getting a ranch dressing.
Yeah.
It was popular. Okay, cool. So if you were getting a Domino's, you go for a ranch dressing.
If it's available.
Can you get ranch in with the takeaways
you
here?
You can in, well, in some supermarkets, they do like little tubs of ranch that you can get. It's ready.
Interesting. Okay, never knew that.
That sounds very fancy. Ranch.
All learned something this morning.
I love ranch with my pizza. Greatest discovery of my life last night. And I just feel like people are going to be like, really? Only now? Come on, where have you been?
Okay, come on, tell
me. So, we have a studio in the Dundrum Town Centre, which I work in two evenings a week. And I have this little routine, you know, I get there, I park the car and I go into the Tesco on the top floor, which is actually below the studio. Mm-hmm. Get a bit of food to keep me company while I'm up in the studio. Because sometimes I'm in there till about 11 or 12 at night. And I'm just like, right, munch, 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 yum, yum, yum.
What kind of munchies do you pick up?
So this is...
Say, prior to your discovery.
Oh, they're not exciting.
Are like Marcy Guilfoyle munchies, here's some slices of chicken. I remember when I first started working with Marty years ago, and it was like, well, we go over to different Tesco now. This was in Waterford. We go over to Tesco and get some lunch, and at the time, like, you know, the way that wellness is now wasn't the same 13 years ago. I'd be like, yeah, let's go over and get a roll for lunch. Yeah. Can't wait. Like, classic, get myself a roll. This fella walked around to the like salad bar, and it wasn't, I know that's really normal now, but it wasn't 13 years ago.
No.
He walked around to the salad bar, putting stuff in his little box, and then went down and got like a packet of chicken. And I was like, this man is so weird. And then I was there at my like chicken fillet roll for lunch on a Tuesday, you know, like living my best life. Martin walks back to the
workplace.
We're
normal, Emma.
No, yeah, exactly. Martin works back, and again, this is so normal now as well, what you were doing. Back to the workplace, blends it all together like in the microwave. Not blends it, but you know what I mean? Mixes it all together. And that was his lunch. And I was like, this is blown my mind. Yeah,
that is so sad.
It's
is he okay?
No, yeah. It's like really good for you. But I was just like, not my vibe right now.
No, the chicken fillet roll definitely would have gone down better. You're so right.
Anyway,
it was something similar. Well, actually, I didn't go with the chicken last night. What I went with was
turkey.
I went with the hummus dip with the little crackers that come on the side.
Nice.
Not bad.
Yeah,
like,
great.
As far as health goes, like, people would say hummus is really good for you and stuff. But, like, a few crackers, like, it wasn't, like, plain chicken. And then I got the protein milk that's blended with oats. But I was like, I need something more. I was like, I can't just have this. So I was like, do you know what? I'll go to the bakery section because, like, get a little croissant or something. So I get to the bakery.
Would not be worried they'd be real gone off at that time.
So this is where I get really excited.
Okay.
Because I get to the croissant section, the bakery section. And first of all, there's this woman just hanging around. And I was like, okay, she's obviously just really trying to figure out what she wants. And I go to get a croissant. It's like less than €1 for one. And some guy comes around and he's like picking up all the boxes of the hazelnut chocolate filled croissants, a box of four. And he's slapping these stickers on them. And all of a sudden she goes and grabs them.
Go on.
I'm like, what's she at? I go over. They're reduced to €1. Four chocolate filled hazelnut croissants for €1, and I was going to buy one plain butter croissant for like 80 cents.
Wow.
So of course, what did I do?
Picked up four. Of course you did.
But why have I never heard about this thing before?
Yellow stickers in Tesco and lots of shops are a really big deal. There's like a yellow sticker fridge. There's one in Dunn's and Stephen's Green where I got my lunch from loads.
But I know that I remember seeing the reduced fridge the fridge with the reduced items when I lived somewhere else with the Tesco that was near there. But I didn't know this was like across the board.
Yes.
They go around like the bakery section.
Time of evening, I think it depends per shop, and obviously it depends on the goods as well, what it is, doesn't it?
What time were you were in about?
So this was 8:15 last night, so I'm thinking, and you could probably help me out on this, if I go there, if I'm two evenings a week in the Dundrum Town Centre and I go to that part of Tesco 8:15 every evening, are we safe to say that
I'd say that shop probably shuts at 10, so 8 o'clock would be an ideal time for reductions, and especially like check the cabinets as well, the fridge cabinets, because if there's anything that's going off that day, that it'll be reduced down by a lot. I used to work in Tesco before I moved.
Give us the insight here. So we got the bakery, we got the fridge.
Anything with a short date on will probably get reduced, so they don't have to waste it. They'd rather sell it for something than having to put it in the bin. But always check around because they'll stagger the times as well. Like sometimes at lunchtime it'll be like 30% off, but then you get to like 8 o'clock they might be 80% off.
Stop. They do it in tiers.
You're actually in a perfect position with your hours that you do in the town centre in Dundrum, like that you can suss this one out and nail it when it comes to what's happening in the fridge is 8:15, what's happening at the bakery 8:15. Were the croissants a bit gone off in months?
No, obviously got really excited when this happened. I got home and told my other half. She was like, well, where are they?
They gone.
But I'm now thinking, I can do this every evening I'm in there. And
of course you can.
Yeah.
Just can't believe
fill your boots.
Boots.
I wouldn't have gotten through college and survived it without the yellow stickers.
What? Has this been going on that long?
Yeah, I know.
Never having to dip into the
Mr.
yellow stickers.
Relatable. Oh. Well, never knew nothing about yellow stickers.
Well, you know, I'm a radio presenter. We're paid so well in here, aren't we?
Shops at M&S food without having to go for the yellow stickers.
M&S are not reducing
they
their...
Are.
They're not.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, so it's normal prices then, is it?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I've never paid full price for anything in M&S because I just go yellow sticker.
No, in M&S?
Yeah.
But sure, that's below Tesco and Dundrum. So you should go there first then, will I?
Yeah, work your way back. Yeah. I remember when I was young, my friend had an older brother, and you know, near that age, like the older brother who's like a bit of a tween is like so cool.
Yeah.
And he used to walk up to Statoil with his friend every evening up the road when they put all their muffins on discount. And they'd be getting rid of the muffins, and him and the boys, that was their routine. They'd go up and have a muffin every evening. Yeah, and they'd just hang out and chat and have their muffins.
I've been living life wrong.
I was chatting to my friend the other day, and a friend of mine is on Hinge, going through it, and I remember like did 10 years of Hinge, gave them so much money trying to find me a fella. Eventually it worked. Boost me.
Woo!
Boost me. Here's another 20 quid. Boost
you should get
me.
Onto Hinge. You should get onto Hinge and be like, hey, it works. Like, hire me. Pay me to promote you guys. It works.
It took a long time though. It took a long
but the right time. Guy came along, eh?
My friend is using Hinge at the moment, and I was chatting to her the other day. Any dates? Anything going on? Anyone exciting? She was like, nah, usual shite, you know, going through it and deleting the account and trying to regenerate a new account and trying to find new people and all the rest. I was like, girl, I feel you so much, as everyone does who uses any of the dating apps. But she did tell me something that I found quite interesting. She said, oh sure, they're all on about the Spotify blends these days. That's all everyone on Hinge wants to do, is do Spotify blends. And I was like, tell me more, what the hell is this? So there's a feature on Spotify which I wasn't aware of, and it's where you can team up with someone. Like, I could send a link to you, Martin, and you'd have to accept it, or I could send it to you, Callum, you'd have to accept it. And Spotify puts together like a story arc, like it would do when you get your Wrapped stats. You know,
okay.
You click through the stories and it tells you like everything you listened to this year and what artists you listened to most. It does this by combining two playlists and coming up with your compatibility.
Stop.
And people love this in dating. It's like, I think the reason that a lot of people know so much about horoscopes is probably the boredom of dating apps, being like, he's a Gemini, no point even trying to bother with him. You know, it's not going to work. I've done my research on the Gemini, it's not going to work.
Stop.
You know
no.
what I mean though? Like, compatibility on dating is obviously a good starting point, I suppose. And she told me that normally now when you match with a guy or a girl or whatever, that one of the first things that you get is blend. Is people just
does it do it automatically? No, you have to do it with
no, because they're two totally independent apps.
Of course,
so
sorry.
Asking each other like, send me your blend. And then what they're doing is they're looking through their stats going, we shouldn't bother going on a date, we're not musically compatible at all.
Stop.
So it goes through the stats of your playlist, it goes through who you listen to, it goes through like your top listen to songs. It does the same for your potential other half or the potential person you're going to date,
okay,
or whatever, and comes back to you with a score, and then works through puts together a playlist of some of the songs that you might both enjoy based on your interests, and kind of take it from there. It's a good talking point, I suppose. If you do go ahead on and go on a date,
yeah,
it's a good way to break the ice, being like, oh my god, you love Frank
Ocean
as well.
But then do you put the date in the bin then if you guys are like, don't get a pass rate of 40%?
Well, my friend, she told me actually that she's been doing this for a while because it's obviously pretty big at the moment on the dating apps, and she said from her research of going on these dates that the dates where she's had a very low compatibility with someone have been great dates.
Oh.
And the dates where they have like pretty much the exact same music tastes haven't been great.
I reckon me and my other halves will be low.
Pretty low. Well, it's really interesting because obviously I had to do a bit of research on this since I found out about this. So I have blended my Spotify Mart with your Spotify.
No.
I'm not going to tell you what.
Callum's going to be kicking me out of the studio in a minute.
Why? Because you're cute.
Because we're not compatible.
So I won't tell you what our compatibility score is just yet, but it did put together a playlist, and you can see which user likes the artists that we've put in. And
oh, no.
You can tell that our music tastes are quite different. So here's a song on our combined playlist that is in there because of Martin.
Oh, no!
Now, in case you're not familiar.
Oh no, this is so, no, no, no. Don't do this to me.
Own song called Hometown with Chasing Abby.
Don't do this.
That is his own song. Whereas the song I put in there was this. Bit of Zara Larsson and the gals, bit of Stateside, you know yourself, bit of a pop
that's
princess
not your
over
song.
Here.
It's
actually
song.
Not my song, no. Another song that's in the playlist because of Martin is this. What is this? Wait for it. We don't need no roof
and no porch. Oh. Oh my god, can I?
What is this weird country?
I was chatting to a country singer, her name is Shannon Carroll, about making a country banger. I was doing some research.
Yeah, no. You were. He loves a bit of the cheesy country. On the playlist because of me is this.
Oh, great.
I was on my Snow Patrol phase because I went to see them a couple of weeks ago.
You were having a sad day.
Back over to Martin now.
No! Emma, I hate you so much right now.
Martin's own song's in there called Two Step Tune. And another one of mine.
Emma, your blend is so all over the place, though.
Mine is messy, but tunes. I can tell you, despite what you've just heard, Spotify says that our music compatibility is a whopping 79%.
Oh, that's it. Callum, can I stay?
Which is pretty high. And it says the song that should bring us together musically that we would agree on, and this confused me because I've never heard this song in my life, is this. But your eyes don't die.
It's Alex Warren.
That's Kingfisher. Have you ever heard Eyes Don't Lie before?
That's our song.
But apparently, according to Spotify, that is the song that we would both love and we should enjoy together.
Okay, let's go do
that. Let's go do that. Eyes Don't Lie by Kingfisher. We'll have a listen.
Cheers, lads.
We'll
have a listen and see what we can do.
Spins on. You've got Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Dave and Fiona are on spin. Hello and good morning to you. It's a bit miserable out there. It's Em and Marty hanging out with you all this week. Hope you're well.
Good morning.
I just saw, Padraig, who was here when I was in Thailand with Dave, and Padraig from our newsroom as well. I just saw his Instagram story and it just made me go, yeah, I hear you. He just put up a story saying, solidarity to all my girls who don't know the front from the back of a football and will be fighting for their lives during the World Cup chat over the next few weeks.
Emma, you'll love this. There's a viral video at the moment. It's got 400,000 likes on TikTok. So God knows how many million views, and it's a guy explaining the World Cup for all his girls, and he does it in the form of matching up countries with characters from Mean Girls.
Oh, for goodness sake, that's so annoying. I'd say there's women listening going, how dare you?
Really? I found it very funny, and I haven't even seen the film.
I know. There's plenty of obviously I'm generalizing.
Like, there was one comment about one of the characters and it was like, she's England, you know, always expected to do well but never pulls through. And I was just like, I don't know what character you could think
to grab
of.
Yeah, that's good. I haven't a notion what's going on, but I know it starts today, so that's a good start.
Yeah, it's tonight at 8 o'clock.
How many matches will happen per day?
Varies, but there's only one match today because it's the opening ceremony, so it's the Mexican game tonight, then Canada play tomorrow, that's their opening ceremony, then the USA play on Saturday, that's their opening ceremony.
Okay, so it's Mexico's opening ceremony tonight.
Yes.
Cool. All right, so what time will coverage start if the match is at?
The match is at 8.
Oh, the match is at 8.
Coverage maybe 6:30, 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Shakira's performing tonight.
Right. Her and the World Cup are literally like the handshake emoji, aren't they?
World Cup fever, fully into it now.
Are you, Callum?
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
I'll be bad into the
Okay. Stick around, Tricky 10 on the way in the next few minutes, and the girly quiz with Martin Guilfoyle after 8:30 this morning at Spin. Tricky. But now, our first of two games of the Tricky 10 today, playing for €2,000. It's Kira on to give it a lash. How are you this morning, Kira?
I'm all good. How are you?
How did you sleep last night?
Oh, I'm not great.
Just twisting and turning.
I have a teething baby.
You have a teething baby?
Yeah.
How old, Kira?
He's 9 months.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Tell us about how the nine months have been.
He's out of the womb as long as he was in the womb.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. And it's been good. I've got to help my home. He's the bomb, so he runs the house now.
Oh, what's his name?
Dylan.
Oh, Dylan. Hiya, Dylan. He can't hear us, but one day when he's old enough to understand, he can say he was famous for a couple of seconds.
Yes, he should.
Oh, I will. I'll tell him. Don't worry.
Yeah, the teething, it's so cruel. What they're like, why can't, you know, kids be created without having to go through the pain of teeth?
It's just like, I know, and then they just lose them when they're five anyway. It's just not fair.
It's just lousy. What's it hurt so much? No, like, yeah, grow teeth.
Okay, Kira, you're ready to play the tricky 10. This is how you play, just in case. Well, you already obviously know, but I'm going to run it by you just in case. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock. You get asked 10 questions. Now, remember, each answer, I should say, is a number between 1 and 10. Now, it won't repeat, and we can only accept your first answer. And remember, if you haven't got a clue what the answer is, it's just a number between 1 and 10. So please just throw out a guess, okay? If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you win a pair of tickets to Florence and the Machine in Marley Park. However, if you get all 10 in less than 55 seconds, you win $2,000. And at the moment, we have Steph on the top of the leaderboard. She got 6 within the 55 seconds. I know you can do it.
I know you can do it,
Kira.
You have more faith in me than me.
You got this, Kira. I'm going to ask your questions. Take a deep breath. We're going to go for it in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. How many letters are there in the word letter?
6.
In the Disney story, how many wishes did Aladdin get from the genie?
3.
On a computer keyboard, what number would you press along with shift for the star symbol?
1.
Complete the name of this kids' TV show, Ben What?
10.
Calvin Harris, Ellie Goulding, they've collaborated how many times together?
3.
In rugby, Connor Murray wore what number jersey for Munster and Ireland?
8.
Cape Verde have qualified for how many men's FIFA World Cups?
8.
Lasso and Jungkook from BTS released a song in 2023 called What Number?
7.
How many hands feature on the Clada design?
2.
And spanning from 1984 to 2024, how many? There's our time.
Kara, how'd you think you did?
Brutal.
I mean, throw out a number there. Between 1 and 10. How many do you think you got right?
3.
Okay, let's top them up.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
People's reactions to this are so funny. I think we need to do like a collaborative like bit of why are Irish people so cruel on themselves. If this was England, Callum, I bet you they were like, yeah, I did fantastically. I think I excelled actually. Yeah. Every single player.
Yeah. I got 10 out of 10 correct, even though I only answered 8.
Yeah, exactly. Like, in this blind belief. But at the same time, we're like brutal shots.
Yeah, we are.
Like, come on.
We're so mean to ourselves.
9 is decent. You only got through 9 questions.
Yeah. A couple of ones that you stumbled on here. On a computer keyboard, what number would you press along with the shift for the star symbol? You said 1. The answer is 8. Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding have collaborated how many times? You said 3. They've actually collaborated 4 times. I Need Your Love, Outside, Miracle and Free. They're like a great duo, aren't they?
They always go back. They always find their way back to each other.
When they need money, yeah. Connor Murray, the rookie player, he wore what number jersey for Munster in Ireland? You said 8. The answer is 9. And then Cape Verde have qualified how many times for the FIFA Men's World Cup? You said 6. The answer is 1. Cape Verde be having a great time.
This is their first World Cup. Yeah. That's fun.
I mean, like, they'd be on the map now if they'd qualified 6 times, Kira. So they would. Yeah.
That shows how much I know.
Maybe we'll come back to you in 100 years. It might be 6 then. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that would be brilliant. I'd probably win the tricky 10 then.
We'll be still here.
We can't push top the leaderboard, unfortunately, but we'll send you a pair of IMC cinema passes. Go and take a break from the baby at some point soon.
You're so good. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Kira. Bye.
Take care. Bye. Bye.
Okay, we're going to play again in an hour. Do you think you can do better than that? How did you get on when you were playing along there this morning? Did you get a 5? Did you get a 6? Did you get a 7? Did you get all 9 correct? Give it a lash and play after 9 for 2K. It's tricky in a WhatsApp. To 087-711-1038. Get in touch with your text now on that, please.
It's all kicking off, isn't it? Yes.
Literally.
Go.
I love when kicking off actually makes sense.
Oh my God, yeah.
Because they will be kicking balls.
Oh, it's
today.
Kicking off.
They sure will.
Oh, I love when that happens.
World Cup fever is upon us, and naturally, Ireland didn't qualify, so we've been a little bit sad over the last week, kind of saying it doesn't feel like there's much World Cup fever around. So producer Callum took it upon himself to create some energy around this and conducted the biggest sweepstake in Dublin. He got inspired from his mega office sweepstake, and yesterday, spanning Dublin City, County and beyond, we have allocated 47 so far out of 48 teams, both to us here, but more importantly to you listening. I have drawn USA, USA, USA. Martin, you've drawn South Korea.
South Korea, let's go.
Dave has drawn Ghana. Fiona Frawley, Uruguay. Callum himself, Switzerland. But yesterday after the show, we spoke to so many people trying to allocate as many teams as possible when we did the draw. But then after the show, producer Callum, obviously, we had to take this off the air because we would have been here all day.
Callum hasn't been home yet.
No, yeah, he's actually, yeah, he's still lining up people for the World Cup sweep. But a lot of people, when Callum messaged them, telling them what team that they got pulled, they sent back their reaction in a voice note. So Tanya, for example, she got Algeria.
Give me an A, give me an L, give me a D. E-R, give me an I, give me an A, give me an Algerian!
Legend!
She obviously has an Algerian passport.
Drew, Canada.
Whoa, whoa, Canada, go!
Beautiful. This in from Tony, who got Scotland.
Ho, hey, ho, here we go. Scotland, Scotland, steal the show. Come on, Scotland!
Go on. Where's all this enthusiasm come from? Callum, if you asked me to send you a voice note about a country for the World Cup, I'd be like, would you go do one? It's impressive.
Gavin was in touch. He got Senegal.
Kind of hoping for Senegal. You know, we got to get the lower teams a chance. So come on, lads. I believe in you.
Nice one, Gav. This is from Holly, who scored Portugal.
Up the Portugal.
That'll do.
Is that it?
That's what I would send. Craig got Brazil. He should be delighted with that.
Vamos, Brazil. Yeah. Come yes. on, Brazil. Let's go.
Emma J, she got Croatia.
Come on, Croatia.
Nicky got Spain. Patrick got Panama.
Let's go, Panama.
Unbelievable. Aisling, she got Morocco.
Come on, Morocco. Do me proud.
Chloe got Qatar.
Come on, Qatar.
It's great crap. Isn't it? So good. So what we've done is we've allocated 47 out of 48 teams so far. But there is one team that no Irish person wants.
Oh.
And with that, we do have to make a difficult phone call this morning to a man named Jack. Not my boyfriend Jack, a different Jack. This is going to be hard for Jack, okay?
Hello.
Jack, how are you? It's Emma and Marty calling you from Spain. What's going on?
I'm good, how are you?
Sorry for the blind call, but we have to ring you with some news because we just don't know how you're going to feel about this. We have done the World Cup sweep. We have done the draw for you, sir. And you have drawn England. Yeah. Are you okay, Jack?
Beggars can't be choosers, can they?
Beggars can't be choosers. Yeah, my boyfriend's name also Jack, but he's the opposite of you. He's obviously buzzing for the World Cup now because he's an Englishman. But his mom's from Cork, okay?
Do you watch the Premier League, Jack, do you?
I do, yeah.
See, this is a bit now. I'll pick a fight with someone over this now.
I know.
It's hard, though, Martin. It's very hard for people. Now, Jack, who is your Premier League team?
Man United.
And are any of those players playing for England? Do we know yet?
There's two.
Yeah. Okay, so there'll be a bit of interest there from your point of view. Look, we're going to offer you up something here now, right? Callum, producer Callum, a staunch Englishman from Nottingham, he wants to offer you up something here. It's up to you now what you want to do here, Jack, okay?
I'm going to give you the offer of a trade here, Jack. I was drawn Switzerland in the World Cup sweep. Would you like to take Switzerland and I'll take England, or are you happy to stick with your guns and go with England?
You put me on the spot there.
I know, yes, yeah. And Switzerland as well. I mean, come on, it's not like he's offering you up Brazil there, like.
I know, yeah. If you're offering me a better team, I'd probably take the chance.
Well, hang on a minute, though. You were very disappointed, though, when we said you had England. I know you're not too happy we're offering you Switzerland.
Dave's not here to fight his corner. He's got Ghana. So do you want Ghana, Dave's team?
We can just take Ghana off him.
That's not be silly now.
Okay, Jack, are you going to stick to your guns and are you going to take England?
I dare you to do
one thing. Say up England.
Go on, yeah.
No, not a chance. Yeah. Not a chance.
Jack, can I ask?
God save the Queen. Go on, say it.
No!
Is football coming home?
Ah, come on, Callum.
Ah, you're pushing the Callum now.
Come on, you're really pushing it. Yeah. Hold on, you were only saying that you've got that
Jack,
anyway.
Yeah, now Jack's right, Callum.
Yeah, he's got me. I did say I'd rather Ireland.
He did. Jack, grand, you're back in England reluctantly, but you never know, you could win some prizes out of it if they do the business.
Yeah, begrudgingly take the prizes if I get.
Good man, Jack.
Sound, Jack. Talk to you later.
Thanks very much. Bye. It's the girly quiz.
Make a man's interior. Marty.
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzing. Is that you, Callum?
Is that Callum? A bit of AI.
It was a bit
there.
Of AI.
Very nice. Okay. Marty is playing the girly quiz this morning with Dave away on his holidays. We have decided, I think, that despite Marty's score, it's not going to affect Dave's score of the year. Okay? No, Dave's okay. Sticking where he is. But for now, in case you're brand new to this game, Martin has three questions to face over the next little while. He needs to get all three correct to win the week, but he does have a couple of lifelines that will help him through. One is a Simplify, and the other is his phone a female. And it's the lovely Rachel on to give you a hand this morning, Martin.
Hiya, Rachel.
Hi.
How are you?
All good.
How's your morning going? Tell me a bit about what's happening in here, and we're going to see if you're qualified to actually be the phone a female first.
I'm on the way to work, so I'm having a bar morning.
Oh, no, why? Well, tell us a bit about yourself. Where do you work?
I work in a jeweler's.
Okay, good. So, like, if there's any questions about engagement rings or earrings or anything that the women wear, that's good to know. You'll tick those boxes.
Okay, jewellery is a big tick for Rachel. Martin will definitely need you at some point. The other thing to mention is, if there are little ears in the car on the way to school this morning, the girly quiz tends to go into uncharted waters, and we don't know what this mad lad is like. I know, we know what Dave's capable of. We don't know what Marcy's capable of. So just keep your hand on the dial. And we are going back into classic questions this morning because Marty's here, and some of them are a bit spicy, to be honest.
Okay.
With you. So just bear in mind, if there's kids in the car, just hover over the dial and see, because this fella's mental.
is Rachel going to be okay with the spicy questions, hopefully?
She'll be fine.
Okay. Rachel, thanks again for doing this.
On the girly quiz this week, Marty is, what is the brand Babyliss best known for?
Babyliss.
The brand Babyliss. What's it best known for?
Am I allowed to ask you how you spell it?
Yes. B-A-B-Y-L-I-S-S.
Oh, there's a word. The word baby is
in there. The word baby is in there, correct.
Babyliss. I mean, the initial thought is like something to do with mothers looking after their babies. Then the Liss. What does Liss mean? What? Why are you laughing? Liss. Oh, I don't want to have to use one of the lifelines in the first question.
Baby Babyliss.
Babyliss.
Have you heard of it?
No.
You've never. That brand is just not at
like,
all.
The first thing that came to mind was like Baby Bell. But like little baby is in that, and it's about little cheese. Little cheese circles. Little cheese circles. That's got nothing to do with babies.
It's almost like the really like what would you say, the good for you Baby Bell, you know, minus all the shite.
Yeah.
Babyliss.
So yeah, so I can't. So there's I'm really sorry. I can simplify, or I can.
You
use
can
Rachel.
Simplify, or you can go to Rachel.
Can I? Can we bring Rachel in for this?
Of course.
Please,
you can.
I want to phone my female because it's nothing to do with cheese. I don't think.
Rachel,
this is why I didn't want to do this. You're gonna ruin my career.
Rachel,
hi
Martin,
Rachel. I'm so sorry. I need
you've
you straight off the
30
bat.
30 seconds on the clock. The question is: what is the brand Babyliss best known for?
Rachel. A hair dryer for hair. Yeah.
Are you sure? Because Baby Bell is cheese. Why are you laughing as well? No, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm done. This is it. No. Rachel, so
it's definitely for hair.
Definitely for hair. But like what? It's a hair dryer. It's a hair brand.
Yeah.
It's a hair styling brand. Can I say that?
Hair brand.
It's a hair brand. Okay. I'm going to go with Rachel's answer in this. Babyliss is a hair brand.
Final answer?
My final answer, Rachel. We need you on this.
Yes, oh. You did it.
Sorry.
Nothing to do with cheese.
No, but like, who named that brand?
I know it is a bit silly, isn't it?
What's the Liss stand for then?
It does remind me, like, you could actually call it like a contraceptive pill. Babyliss.
Oh, very good.
You know?
Rachel, do you use Babyliss? Well, what's his
name? Babyliss.
Babyliss.
No, but I used to.
I used to, okay.
I used the hairdresser's hairdryer now.
Okay, oh,
very
good.
You've upgraded.
Yeah.
Rachel, thank you so much.
Rachel, you're a gem. Thank
on
you.
On the way to you. Thank you so much this morning. So yeah, they make hair appliances, especially tools for hairstyling at home or in salons. Let's crack on to question number two. One out of one so far. One of my favourite classic questions. Martin, if a lady was going in for a Hollywood, what would she be doing?
Oh no, I know this, but I don't know which one it is.
Sorry?
Isn't there like different types? Like, I know. How specific do I have to be on the answer?
Very.
Oh, no, don't do that. I can't say this stuff on the radio, can I?
Yes, you can. If you were going in for Hollywood, so what would you be doing?
Well, like, beating around the bush here a little bit with whatever. Like,
that's exactly.
Do you know when, like, you're on an airplane and you're landing and you land on the landing strip?
Yeah.
It's not that. Am I right?
I can't tell you anything.
No.
You're beating around the bush now.
Yeah. Or I'm not, if you get a Hollywood, I guess. Am I right in saying that?
I'm looking ahead. I can't help you.
I'm going to have to simplify this because I know it's one of the bits that go away from the bit down there.
Oh my God, he's so not used to this, is he?
What?
It's about pubic hair and the vaginal region. Is that what you're talking
about? I'm filling in and covering and trying to do my best here without, you know, not being... Mean told I can't come back. Simplify it, please, Emma.
Okay, if you were popping in for Hollywood, what would you be doing? Is it A, going for a bikini wax? Or is it B, getting a curly blow dry?
Oh, I knew that. I thought you said specifics. You're going in for a bikini wax.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Yay!
No, that wasn't fair. You said specifics. I could have just said you're going in to get rid of it all.
A full hair removal.
Which includes, I wasn't sure.
Which includes, and this is a warning, if you're new to bikini waxes like I was about 2 years ago and got the fright of my life.
Oh.
The back as well.
Yeah. Oh.
They give you a spin over and they say, pull your cheeks apart.
They do not.
And I thought the world was ending.
Callum, have you ever had one of them?
I haven't, no. But Emma told the entire story on the radio once and it was the worst moment of my life.
The whole story.
Great story, though.
It was a great story. I just didn't expect the flip around, to be honest.
I feel hard done by in this, but go on.
Right, he's on his own.
Question number three, and you are on your own. You have no help on this one. You're completely on your own. Martin, apart from their colours, what's the difference between a green and a yellow box of Tampax?
No.
Come on, you can do it.
This is no. So green means go, yellow means caution. That's what I have in my head at the traffic light. But then why is there no red Tampax? They should have the three colours, shouldn't
the
three they?
Colours, the red.
Red, if it was red, it'd be like put them in slowly. If the yellow was, you can go faster, but be cautious. And the green would be like just shove it up there.
Oh my God.
So
I can't believe you just said shove it up there in the radio. That's worse than Dave has ever said.
You told me I could say whatever I want. Now you're telling me I said something. the green one can go right up there, slides on in, and the yellow, you just got to be careful with it. But that's what I'm going with. Like, I don't know. I don't know what else to say here. The size, actually.
Right.
Well,
but why would you need different sizes? For what reason?
Because they're all come in different shapes and sizes. I don't know, as in
you think it's based on the shape?
The shape, yeah.
Okay, I need a final answer here on something.
Okay, I'm just going to go completely rogue. I'm going to go with the flow. If you've a lot flowing, you take the green one, and if you've less flowing, you take the yellow one. That's what I'm going with.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Yay!
What?
He's just got
no, I didn't.
Yes, did.
What? No, I didn't. Is that right? Oh my God. It's all about the flow.
It's all about the flow, baby.
Oh my God. I cannot believe it. Wait, the green is it loads and
yeah.
And why is there no red then? Because then no one has none, I guess. Is that what it
matter.
Is?
It doesn't matter. Who cares?
I cannot believe that. Stop that.
Man, I'm so happy.
And I've won a P45 probably as well. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not even going to repeat what you said about shoving. But anyway, it's Kygo on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona, Emma and Marty all this week and next week. And if you missed it, Marty just absolutely smashed the girly quiz. It was an amazing girly quiz.
I appreciate you saying smash. I wouldn't say smashed it.
You did. You did really, really well. If you missed it, our podcast is fully charged, recharged. You can grab it later on. But Ivona was in touch on the back of the girly quiz.
My God, guys. This was so funny. Other people driving past me this morning probably think I'm insane because I'm laughing my head off in the car.
So good. Well done.
I hope you're laughing with me.
The theory of the Tampax colours and the traffic lights will never leave my brain. I'll never ever sit
There's
at traffic lights.
There's a market
lights.
For red ones out there now.
I will never sit at traffic lights again and not think of Tampax. Tricky. The Dandy Warhol. Balls and Bohemian Like You wrapping up the Naughty Threesome for this morning here at Spin. Back tomorrow and every single morning on Fully Charged after 9 a.m.
Yeah, Callum turned to me. This gives us football vibes. And I was like, I'm pretty sure it was on a FIFA soundtrack. Yeah, FIFA 2004.
Wow.
Oh my God, going right back
Would
with that
one. Would you have played FIFA back then?
Oh, I was obsessed.
I was child-minded after school with this woman who lived close by. I was probably in fifth or sixth class, like kind of done with the child-minding. And she had her own young boys who were like my brother's age, 6 years younger, and all I did was be like, can I play FIFA against you
for
2 hours after school?
I love
and
that.
I actually was kind of good at it, but sometimes I just let the players like walk around and look at the fans and stuff. I kind of didn't really play the game sometimes. Okay, tomorrow's a big day on the Naughty Threesome as well.
We are going in the mix. Now, usually on Spin I do dance mixes. However, Emma Nolan, ladies and gentlemen, loves her hip hop. So I said, you know what? We're going to do a hip hop Naughty Threesome in the mix tomorrow after 9 o'clock. I can't wait.
Okay, Marty is such a prolific, fabulous DJ. This will be a lot of fun. It's live, Marty in the Mix, tomorrow morning from 9 at Spin. Tricky. Yeah, though, it's our second game of the day on this. We're giving you two chances across the month of June to play the Tricky 10 because we've doubled the money after our win. So €2,000 on the line. If you want to play tomorrow at 8 or 9, now is the time to message us the word Tricky to 087-711-1038. Ian is there this morning, though. How are you this morning, Ian?
Not too bad, not too bad.
Where in the world are you in Dublin?
I'm in work in town here at Stephen's Green.
Oh, grand, you're only around the corner from...
We should have just brought him in.
You want to come in and do it live?
Just come in here and do it.
Into the studio there. Pop around to us. Actually, do you know what? In future, if you work in the city centre, just pop on over for the Tricky 10. Just come on in. What's work, Ian?
I'm just a labourer.
You're not just anything. You are a labourer, Ian, okay? Don't throw just in front of
yourself. No, you never throw just in front of anything.
Yeah. It's a bit of a miserable morning out there, isn't it? I can hear it, even the wind.
Yeah, and I was lashing there on the way in.
Yeah, manky. Okay, well, look, let's try and win you 2K. 55 seconds about to go on the clock, Ian. Martin's going to ask you 10 questions. Each answer is going to be a number between 1 and 10, and that won't repeat. Now, we can only accept your first answer, so just take a sec before giving us a guess. And then, if you don't know an answer, it's well worth guessing something because you know that it will be something between 1 and 10. Top of the leaderboard Friday, we'll send you to Florence the Machine in Marley Park. Get all 10 questions correct, Ian. €2,000 on the spot will be yours this morning.
Are you ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
You're ready to go. We're going to count you down. We're going to get started. Let's do it. 3, 2, 1, and away we go. Add up the number of legs of one horse and one human.
6.
How many members of the Pussycat Dolls are going on tour later this year?
3.
In the famous saying, how many stones would you kill with 2 birds?
1 stone.
How many Teletubbies were there?
4.
A decapod is an animal with how many legs?
Sorry, repeat that.
A decapod is an animal with how many legs? A decapod.
5.
On a computer keyboard, what number would you press along with shift to open the bracket symbol?
8.
At the moment, Orlando, Florida is currently how many hours behind Ireland?
7.
Japan has qualified for how many men's FIFA World Cups?
9.
The McDonald's logo is made up of how many circle arches? Did I get it in?
2.
I think I got the question in. Yes, we squeezed it in. Okay, right.
Nice one. All right, Ian, how do you think you got on this morning?
I'm not too sure. I can't hear the ding and the wrong, like, you know, the...
That's the fun bit, is you don't get to hear them. That is a magic piece of technology.
I've learned covering that they're very sneaky in here.
We are sneaky. So what happens there is the people listening along can hear the correct and the wrong answers, but you can't, and we've never talked about that before, so thank you for bringing it up. You answered 9 out of 10 questions. We can tot them up for you now, sir.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Hey, you scored 5, Ian. Now, it isn't going to do the business for you as in terms of top of the leaderboard, but you did really well this morning. You flew through the first 4. They were all dings. Every single one, I promise. And then your first was with a decapod. It's an animal with actually 10 legs. The computer keyboard one caught you. What number would you press along with shift to open the bracket symbol? You were so close with 8, but the answer there is 9. At the moment, Florida is currently 5 hours behind Ireland rather than 7. Japan, then they've qualified for the men's FIFA World Cup 8 times, and that's all that caught you this morning.
Alright, no worries.
It was so nice to chat to you. Next time pop into us, okay? Because it won't be so windy on the phone.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
See you, Ian.
Alright, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, right. You want to come on tomorrow? You can win yourself €2,000 or at the least top the leaderboard and win yourself tickets to Florence and the Machine. Tricky into a text, please. And thank you, 087-711-1038.
WhatsApp preferably now. WhatsApp would be better.
Oh, sorry, text, yeah. SMS was there. Go on.
Olivia Rodrigo and Drop Dead on Spin Morning.
€307,000. One lucky listener is going to bike that June 19th after 3 p.m. You could be listening to us right now and that could be you getting that phone call. If you want to win it, all the details to come very, very shortly and how you're going to have all that money.
I have a question for you listening this morning though. Martin and I, two unmarried people.
Yeah.
Living rub with our partners out of wedlock, the neck of us. No, but Callum and I are off to a wedding tomorrow. And this is why I have a question for you listening this morning, okay? 087 711 1038 for your voice notes. And I really don't want to come across as scabby. I just want to get it right. The wedding tomorrow is our former colleague and pal, Aisling, who was on the show at the beginning, as you know. So if you were with us at the beginning, there's an update, a live update for our Ash. She's getting married tomorrow.
I don't think I've ever met
to
this
her person. Alex. And of course you have. And tomorrow, she's getting married. I won't give any details away, but like she's getting married in a very small venue tomorrow. So it's kind of family and very, very close friends, I think, for the ceremony and for the meal. And then she's having a big afters bash. So myself and Callum are off to the afters bash tomorrow. Now, on the show, when Fiona got married a few months ago, we were asking you on the show that morning, is it impersonal to send the wedding gift on Revolut?
Okay.
Like a GIF? Or is that just the modern day and would it be easier for the bride and groom? Kind of mixed reactions to that, but overall it came across as a little bit more impersonal, but maybe more convenient, right? For
gotcha.
The couple.
Okay.
Today, I'm going to go back to the old school. I think Ash would like the old school. I'm going to get a card. Actually, she'd prefer if I made a card, but I don't think I have time for that today. And
I actually was going to say, surely you're making the card. You're Emma Nolan. You make things.
That's what she would prefer. I'll see. You know what? Maybe I will make her a card today. We'll see. but the big thing is, I'm going to go to the cash point today and get some cash out for her. And Alex, obviously. But the thing about it is, when it comes to an afters, I've been to like 4 weddings ever. 3, actually. What do you give when you're going to an afters? I've never been invited to just an afters before. You obviously give something. But how much? My head is saying,
oh, wow, yeah.
A lot of the time when you go to a full wedding, you want to pay for your own meal. You want to at least cover the cost of your head at the table in terms of what you're eating and drinking.
Wait, so you're not having the meal?
No. We're going to the afters.
Oh, I thought you meant, I thought the afters was like after the actual ceremony.
No.
Oh, whoa. This makes it harder now.
How married we are that we don't even get that. So basically, if you're invited to the full day, Marsh, that would include, they'd like you at the ceremony.
Yeah.
And they'd like you at the reception and the meal. And the
are you guys like rocking up at like 10 p.m. then or something?
I think it's about, what does the invite say, Kyle? I need to check.
Nibbles from like 8, I think.
So are you going to have to cover the cost of your nibbles?
Drinks and
nibbles. Maybe.
This is a really, oh, wow.
So obviously, okay. I think we've established for an Irish all-day wedding, you're looking at about €200, which is a lot more, I know, than in the UK, Callum, because I've been to a wedding with Jack.
I had a heart attack.
Yeah.
What?
In England, you don't put that much money in a card at all. Yeah. It's so much more little. As in,
geez, maybe the Brits are doing something right after all.
If you, as a couple, went to a full-day wedding and gave £50, that would be seen as very generous.
Really?
I was the best man at a wedding a couple of years ago, and I thought, I was going on my own, and I was like, I just need to do something special here. So I put £200 in a car because I knew that was what the going rate was here. They nearly like returned the money to me. Because
oh my God, I'm thinking of when I was best man and what I did for him. I'm going to actually Revolut request him back.
So I feel like 200 quid kind of for a couple doing the full day, 250 maybe, but 200, 250. But if you're doing just the afters, how much money should I be putting in a card today?
Oh, that's
She's
a head scratcher.
A friend of mine as well.
Ooh.
But I'd love to hear what you think. Voice notice, please. Voice notice. Maybe you have been married and actually, do you know what? I'd love to hear from you if you have been married and you were a little bit like, yeah, it was a bit scabby what I was given for the afters. Like, tell me. I don't want to be scabby, but I also don't want to get it totally wrong either and be like, oh, yeah. Flashing the cash. Like, I'm not. I just want to get it right.
Oh, it's tough.
Send us a voice note. Let us know how much should you give for the afters only of a wedding in Ireland. You're not getting a meal. You're not getting all the free drinks.
Again,
the
nipples. A few nipples, though, Emma. Like,
nipples, yeah,
the little prawns, the little battered prawns, yeah.
Give us a voice note. Let us know what you think on 087 711 1038. Please. Big day tomorrow in Buzzinford, actually. You might know this if you've been to many afters of wedding alone. I don't think I've ever just been invited to an afters, but suits me down to the ground. I'll get my nap in the afternoon and I'll be all guns blazing.
And this is a new concept for me. I didn't realize that people did just the afters.
Yeah. That's what people would do. And my sister did a big time for her wedding because the venue, again, was quite small.
Wasn't invited to that one either, Emma.
They just had a baby, so, you know, they weren't able to, like, facilitate it.
Yeah.
They wanted to be there. So they were like, please come to the afters. We'll have a big shindig for the afters.
Great idea.
A brilliant,
I like it.
Big day too. So we're asking you this morning. Michaela's here from 10. Because I want to get it right for Ash.
In a row for your
for
work
the
days.
Make sure to
how
keep
much do you put in a card if you're going to live in Ireland?
Alan was on
just live and loud.
Someone's had their coffee.
I know, yeah. Okay, yeah. Interesting.
Live and loud.
This is why I don't drink coffee before now, because I'd just be too annoying all morning. Big day tomorrow. Our Ash, you might remember Ash from the beginning of the show from a few years ago. Ash and Alex are getting married tomorrow. Very exciting. I remember her big announcement of her proposal. Do you remember that, Callum? The excitement. Yeah, that was on your birthday. Yeah.
A couple of years ago.
Sorry, she stole the limelight off. See, this is the issue I have that you guys are bringing her up now. Well, Callum.
She got fired, so it's fine.
Yeah.
In her hat. She's getting married tomorrow. Myself and Callum are invited to the afters, and I've never been to just an afters before. Obviously, Ash is a friend of mine. I don't want to get it wrong, and I'm wondering if you have experience in this particular genre of being invited to the afters of a wedding. How much should I be putting in a card? Aideen, what do you think?
So I think because you're very close to Aisling, usually we would do 250 for the day and then for the evening just give 50 each, because like that you don't want to look stingy.
Okay, so €100 in a card, you're saying, for the afters. Good to know.
Yeah,
€100 for the afters, grand.
Am I mad in saying 250 to me even is lower than what I thought people put in a card
for the whole day?
Yeah,
I don't. Honestly, I need to learn. I think we've established 250.
I need to stop working and give my money to my friends. That's what I need to do.
Have you been overdoing it?
Yeah. Oh my god.
Which, yeah, you're saying though, Aideen, like 250 for the whole day is kind of that's fair, isn't it?
Well, 250 average. Like, I think some of my friends that I'd be close with have gotten married and we've given more, but I think 250 for like a standard wedding.
So it's kind of down to the relationship, really, isn't
maybe,
it?
Maybe, yeah. Like, if you
yeah, I think
that
so.
To close friends, I don't know how much you gave.
If you're at the work table, you can give way less, is what you're saying,
probably,
really.
Yeah, but
yeah. Probably not too much less. But definitely for afters, you could probably give less.
Yeah,
but I think
no, because
you know,
the afters
be
thing
like,
to me is new. I've heard of like a party.
Yeah, yeah,
but not on the same day.
Day too.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying €100. That is so good to know. Thank you, Aideen.
Yeah, no problem. Enjoy.
Have a good day. Bye.
€100. Grand. That's fine. Sinead was in touch as well with the voice note.
When I got married a good few years ago, a couple of the lads came to the afters and they actually gave me an absolute hate ton of scratch cards.
The
excitement I had the next morning opening like all the cards from everybody and all. And there was a load of scratch cards. I was sitting there for like a half an hour scratching them. It was great crack. So that's an idea.
Did she win really anything though?
She just messaged back. She won €140.
Oh!
So if Aideen is saying put 100 in the card and Sinead's winning 100, an extra €40, that's decent. Now here's the thing, Callum. Yeah. Would Aisling like that?
Maybe, because it's something to do. It's a bit of fun. It's a bit quirky.
Oh God, I feel like I need to start a whole new thing. Should I do 50 in scratch cards and 50 in cash?
That's also a very good idea.
But then you run the risk of like, that could be, if there's no wins on that 50, that's £50 down the drain that they could have
had. No, but they had fun for 10 minutes.
Maybe 90 in cash and a 10 in scratches?
Oh, but see, I actually have I have a bone to pick with this.
I need your help this morning.
No.
087-711-1038.
How many scratch cards?
No, but like when you think about it though, if you give 250, you're getting the full blown meal. There's a bit of value to that.
Yeah.
Giving €100 for what? Like a battered prawn and a spring roll. Doesn't match up. I think 100
is
too much.
A crack and the scratch cards.
Yeah. I'd be putting like 50 in the card and a tenner in scratch cards.
Maybe.
I think 100 is too much now for a few nibbles.
Ah, no. We have to go with 100.
Are you getting a drink included?
Doubt it.
See, that you don't even know.
Well, I don't know, actually.
This could be a money making scam.
I would
just. This Aisling one. No wonder she was fired.
50 in scratch cards isn't a bad idea.
I think it. I like it.
Will you do the same?
I'll do that, yeah.
So together we'll give €100 worth of scratch cards and €100 worth of cash.
Yeah. Love it. That's and I'm doing nothing.
It's a big day today with the launch of the World Cup. I'm actually going to watch it later. I think the opening ceremony should
be
pretty good.
Not.
I am, because Jack will be watching it, so I'll have no choice. And then I'll go back to Clarkson's Farm in Bed. Yeah. My favourite. But no, up first, Mexico versus South Africa. Yesterday on the show, we did our massive all across Dublin City, County and neighbouring counties, of course. We did our massive fully charged World Cup sweep where we have allocated all 48 teams to 48 people, you listening and us here in studio as well. So tonight, kicking off, as I say, Mexico and South Africa. Who got Mexico? It was Anna.
Woo! Go Mexico! Arriba!
Arriba! South Africa is allocated to listener Wendy.
South Africa? Probably not the best, but let's go.
Let's go. 3 o'clock in the morning then, South Korea, you drew South Korea, Martin.
Let's go, South Korea up against Czechia, who knocked us out. It should be Ireland versus South Korea, but it's not. South Korea going to do the Irish a favour at 3 a.m, baby.
You
let's
think
go.
So? Yeah. I presume you won't be getting up in the middle of the night to back your
Excuse
team.
Excuse you, I'm watching that game and coming straight in here for the show.
That's a lie.
How dare you accuse me of lying?
Are you actually going to do that?
It's South Korea. I have a cousin in South Korea.
I can't believe you're actually getting up in the middle of the night.
Obviously, I'm not.
Okay, I knew it. Emer got Czechia, though. Tough one to swallow, obviously, on the back of them being the ones who knocked out Ireland in the World Cup. But then we got this amazing voice note from Owen. So we drew Owen has got Colombia, but Owen's a teacher. So when he sent in his voice note back in his team, he got his whole class to get involved with the chant for Colombia. If you want to listen to it, it's here.
Come on, Colombia!
Let's go, Colombia.
Oh, right. I thought he was going to get the kids to say, let's go Colombia as well. But no.
Come on,
Colombia! That's so fun.
That's beautiful.
Well done. Did he say what school they're all from or anything? No, trying to protect the children's privacy. And I think that's fair enough. When are the US of A playing? Because I am backing them. Putting you on the spot, Callum. Sorry.
They are on Saturday morning at 2 a.m. They're playing Paraguay.
So after the wedding, you guys can watch the game.
Yes. Yeah. We don't have a voice note in from Paraguay, but that is Chris's team.
Okay. Can everyone who has been drawn a team who hasn't sent a voice note, please send a voice note because it's fun. Like, look at these.
Give me an A, give me an L, give me a G, E, R, give me an A, give me an Algeria.
That's Tanya who got Algeria. This is Tony who got Scotland.
Hey, ho, here we go. Scotland, Scotland, steal the show. Come on, Scotland.
This is Nikki who got Spain.
Espanol.
This is Holly who got Portugal.
Up the Portugal.
I love that one. Portugal.
Of all of them, this is our favourite. Nobody wanted to draw England. Jack, who listens to the show, drew England. This was his reaction. Becky Hill now at Spin. On it, on
it, on it. Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.